Our guest this morning is Christy Botton. She is the playground committee lead for the brand new playground over at the Ripley Huron Community School. Good morning, Christy. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I know that this is a very exciting day because all of that hard work to get the new playground has finally come through, and today you're going to be dedicating that new playground. That's got to be a very exciting moment for you.
We are. We're so pleased. It's been a culmination of about 15 months of really hard work and an awesome amount of community support, and the looks on the kids' faces, it's so worth it. So we're really pleased and looking forward to today's event.
You said it's been about 15 months that this process has taken. Obviously, it takes a village to make something like this happen. So I'll give you the opportunity if you want to say thank you to any big sponsors, any big people that donated their time. Go ahead and shout some praises out there, Christy.
We had 50 donors, actually, in total for the playground. We raised about $86,000 and change. I'll try to read it quickly. Blue Water AgriMart, Blue Water Office Equipment, Bruce Lee Poultry Farm, Ann Collins, Cortiva AgriScience, John and Arla Dahmer, Domino's Kincardine, Ellis Floor Coverings, Don and Kathy Farrell, Finchers, John Ball Carpentry, Kempton Construction, Lucknow District Co-op, Audrey McDonald, Macklin Dust Control, a memorial donation in memory of Ange Nicholson Chester, Robert and Francis Nixon, Tyson Pollock, RBC Kincardine, the Ripley Agricultural Society, Ripley Physical Therapy and Wellness, Robert's Farm Equipment, the Rusty Nuts Baseball Team, Gary and Anita Rutledge, Emily Scott, Jeff Scott, Jim and Byrne Scott, Robert Scott, Sarah Scott from Edward Jones, Shoreline FM Classic Radio, thank you again, Smelter Family, Smith Agri Ripley, UCW Pine River, Water's Edge Irrigation, West Shore Stone and Brick, and Matt and Karen Wolf. Those 36 donors combined for a total of $10,000 roughly in donations. And then I'd like to give a special shout out to these 13 donors: Ainsdale Golf Course, Hurontel, the Society of United Professionals, Bruce Power Local 160, Leuna Local 1059, Christine and Edward Livingstone, the Brew Jays, the Ripley Lions, Bogdanovic Homes, Dykeman No Frills, Greenfield Global, Meridian Credit Union, Kincardine, the Ripley Huron Legion Branch 440, and the She Shed Beauty Boutique. Those 13 donors combined for a total of $35,455. And lastly, we had a memorial dedication that we're doing today as well. We had a private donation from a family of $20,000. So together, we raised roughly $65,000. Through that, and $20,000 came from the Ripley Huron Community School SEC account for previous fundraising we had done. So it's amazing. 50 organizations, people, local businesses saw a real need. They saw our need. They love our kids, and we got it done.
That is amazing. And sometimes you hear stories of schools trying to get play structures built, and it can take years to see the project come to fruition. And you and all these amazing people did it in 15 months. So we're going to celebrate today. The party is going to be underway starting at 4:30 till about 6:30 this evening. The actual dedication itself is going to happen at about 5:45 p.m. If there are people planning to attend this dedication of the new playground, what should they keep in mind, and what can they expect to see at the event today?
So we actually have a barbecue that was available via pre-order, although we do have limited food available for purchase tonight. You can get that anytime about after 5 o'clock. We are going to do the dedication ceremony near the new playground at 5:45. So that's something to keep in mind there. I would like to give an extra special shout out to the subcommittee members, because they were a team, and we couldn't have done it if we weren't all sticking to what we set out to do, which was get these kids these playgrounds. So Vanessa Andrew is a member of staff at Ripley Huron Community School. Stacey Courtney, Jolene Murphy, Kylie Pike, Aaron Scott, Julie Thompson, Heather Vanderhook, and myself. So all of us came together to do this with the help of the Maine SCC. So we're really, really appreciative of that. Just one more thing to add. If you haven't had a chance to see the playground, it's awesome. It's a junior and intermediate playground, which means it's on the grade 4 to 8 side of our play yard in Ripley. That was important to note, because that particular age group of students, they didn't have a whole lot, and now they do. And the playground that was designed allows for roughly 47 children to play at one time. So that's pretty amazing. And the kids have been loving it. They came back to school the first day of September. It was there. So we've had some really good feedback here in the last 2.5 weeks, and we're really, really pleased.
It's so incredible to see that playground is there now, and to see the smiles on the kids' faces as they get to use it. The ceremony happening today from 4:30 to 6:30. At 5:45, that's when they'll do the actual dedication at the new play structure for the Ripley Huron Community School. Christy, anything else that we should know about the project or about today's event?
Just a big thank you to the community. It's the power of community that built this playground, seeing the value in our children. And we're just so appreciative of all the businesses and the organizations that stepped up to help. Saying thank you simply isn't enough, but thank you.
Christy Botten, Playground Committee Lead for the brand new Ripley Huron Community School Playground. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations to you and your team on getting the job done.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.